The street cleanings, church choir rehearsals, and fresh coats of paint are being swapped on government buildings around the South Sudanese capital. Three women in bright orange safety vests, employees of the Juba City Council, are busy sweeping Airport Road, which connects to the State House, commonly known as J1. The city is being cleaned up everywhere you look for the arrival of Pope Francis. John Kumsian Laura, director of Juba Block Center, is supervising the work. Laura says the city council wants Juba looking its level best by the time the Pope arrives on Friday.
For the last 2 days, we have been busy cleaning the roads and taking out the rubbish on the roads, and this is all for the visit of Pope Francis to Juba. We have been cleaning the town before, but the coming of His Holiness is special. It is his first time to come to South Sudan, and that is why we have increased the level of cleaning in the city of Juba.
Aside from removing trash, the road leading from government ministry buildings to the Vatican Embassy in Juba has been newly paved. Billboards bearing images of the Pope, Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, and the head of the Church of Scotland, Ian Greenshields, who will accompany the Pontiff to Juba, have also been erected around the town. And church choirs are in full preparation mode. The Catholic choir rehearses a hymn at Dr. John Grang Museum. Reverend Father Samuel Abbe, General Coordinator of the Papal Visit, says the country has been preparing for this Papal Visit for more than a month.
The John Grang Museum, I think now they are wiring the security light, since the event, one of the events will be in the evening. At the Cathedral of St. Teresa's, from yesterday, I think they were also trying to make final touches on the church. And then the fence, they want to adjust the entries. Coming to the preparation of the choir, they almost are finishing at the John Grang Museum, so that they will acquaint themselves with the ground and the environment there.
At St. Teresa Cathedral, a fresh coat of cream paint is going on the church fence. Peter Sevitt, a Catholic faithful who resides near St. Teresa Cathedral, says he cannot wait to see the Pope in person.
He's arriving here on the 3rd, and he will stay up to the 5th February. He's coming to visit us here in Southern Sudan, Juba. We are very much happy, because this way we are the Christian people being visited by the head of the Catholic Church. We are happy.
At St. Teresa, Pope Francis will meet with Catholic bishops, priests, deacons, and seminarians on Saturday. Several large billboards with Pope Francis' image carry a message of love, hope, peace, reconciliation, forgiveness, and unity. A number of roadside vendors, including Ompritia Ashomich, are selling framed portraits of the Pope this week. She says, I brought 20 pictures today, and 8 are now left. 1 is 500. Many people want to have this picture. Some people come and see, but say there is no money. When Papa is gone, things will not be good. Now I can sell, because Papa is coming. Abbe says, Juba is overjoyed to receive the Pope on Friday.
Now, with this, I think we are ready. We really, everybody is ready. For that day, we are just waiting when will the Pope Francis lay in touch the Juba International Airport.
Pope Francis had planned to visit South Sudan in July last year, but the Vatican cancelled the visit due to the Pope's health problems. The Pontiff visits the Democratic Republic of Congo this week before arriving in Juba. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.